From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Afghan government says Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead. The Afghan government Wednesday said reclusive Taliban chief Mullah Omar died more than 2 years ago in a Karachi, Pakistan hospital. The cause of death remains unknown. While the White House would not confirm, spokesman Eric Schultz called the report credible.
Without commenting on the specifics of these reports, we do believe the reports of his death are credible. Beyond that, I'm not going to be in a position to comment on the specifics surrounding his death.
There was no immediate confirmation of the death from a Taliban source. Such reports have surfaced before. Mullah Omar has not been seen in public since U.S.-led forces toppled his government in Afghanistan in 2001, and he fled to Pakistan. If confirmed, the death would complicate or even scuttle a second round of peace talks set to begin Friday between the Taliban and the Afghan government and lead to a power struggle within the insurgent group. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is in Cameroon on a two-day official visit as the two neighbors strengthen ties to fight the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram. He held talks Wednesday in Yaounde with his Cameroonian counterpart, Paul Biya. Doris Oniora is a Nigerian businesswoman in Yaounde.
No matter anything they are discussing, I pray that they should talk about security, because mostly it's what we needed here, both here in Cameroon and Nigeria. Because it's not good for the two countries to be facing the issue of Boko Haram. It's good they look for the solution and tackle it once and for all. I'll be happy if that happens.
Mr. Buhari's visit comes amid a resurgence of Boko Haram attacks in both countries. The insurgents are suspected in a series of suicide bombings in the far north regional capital, Maroua, that killed at least 60 people. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the Security Council to back Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura's proposal for new talks to end the war in Syria. Mr. Ban told the Council Wednesday he is profoundly disappointed. Its past resolutions to stop the violence and ease the humanitarian suffering have been ignored.
After more than 4 years of slaughter, the Syrian conflict is a shameful symbol of the international community's divisions and failure. I'm profoundly disappointed that this Council's resolutions on Syria have not been implemented.
Mr. Bond said the Mistura's proposal is aimed at launching a political process that will give Syrians a chance to negotiate a framework agreement on implementing the Geneva Communique. A 2012 communique unanimously endorsed by the Security Council includes plans to form a transitional government in Syria without President Bashar al-Assad. Turkish warplanes bombarded Kurdish militants in northern Iraq Wednesday, hitting shelters, depots, and caves. It was the biggest assault since Turkey launched strikes last week against the Kurdish militants and Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. Iraq condemned the air attacks as a dangerous escalation and an assault on Iraqi sovereignty. Investigators are looking into whether a piece of airplane debris found on a French Indian Ocean island is part of MH370, the Malaysian Airlines 777 that disappeared without a trace March 2014. Lau Tiong Lai is the Malaysian Minister of Transportation.
I do receive the same request from my colleague in Malaysia. So I have sent a team to verify the wreckage before we can further confirm whether it belongs to MH370. So we have dispatched a team to investigate on this issues.
A frustrating search of more than 50,000 square kilometers of ocean turned up nothing, and the Malaysian officials have said that all 239 people aboard MH370 are presumed dead. The World Health Organization Wednesday said there were only 4 known cases of Ebola in Guinea and 3 in Sierra Leone in the past week ending July 26th, the fewest weekly infection rate in over a year, but warned they're braced for a significant new outbreak. One of the patients in Sierra Leone who died apparently had traveled extensively in the country and could pose a substantial risk of further transmission. Desperate migrants once again rushed the Eurotunnel terminal in Calais, France, in a renewed effort to get to Britain. French authorities deployed more than 100 riot police late Wednesday to bolster security personnel. Hundreds of migrants have been trying night after night to rush the railway tunnel leading to England. French media reports say a Sudanese man died trying to cross early on Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.